Fashion tips and medical advice. Day 2. There are so many words I think I use correctly, but when I have to define them, I realise that something's lacking. That I might well understand what I mean, and this might make sense to someone else, but if I have to explain myself, I'm very quickly exposed as ignorant. This, incidentally, seems to happen more and more when we watch politicians speak. And we do watch them, probably more than we listen to them. We feel for them momentarily before we recall that they not only volunteered for this, they get paid to manage our world. And if this is the best the democratic system can produce, then that's all we need to know about its usefulness. I digress. The experience I have had teaching English to Brazilians has been hugely rewarding. I cannot list the benefits I've gained now, but one of the most interesting has been the way I'm often asked to explain a word. It is then that I sometimes realise I'm not at all sure. A great example is cottage. Not least because in Brazil there is a word edícula, which often gets confused with cottage and which creates its own problems, insignificant as they may be. And then the word reminds me of something, and all attempts at defining the word are put on hold as I drift away. I remember the ruined cottage near the golf course. It really was derelict, and there can be few better things for a boy on his bike to come across in a wood. I hesitated before writing wood and considered forest for more dramatic effect, but I am especially aware just now of the precision of words. There wasn't a single part of this cottage intact, not a wall, not a door frame, not a windowsill. It was as if a set designer from Full Metal Jacket had arranged it for a shootout scene. What a strange thought. Full Metal Jacket wasn't made by Kubrick until the late 1980s, I think. And I'm here in the 2020 pandemic, remembering a ruined cottage in the woods I came across in about 1974. Today is Sunday. I know because the church bells go on forever at midday on a Sunday, and they just pealed. There's another word.